other members lend to them. Honourable members, we convening again this evening as per our agreed program to reflect once again on the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill. B25B-2011. Last meeting we agreed that after the department briefed us and clarified us on questions and concerns we had, we agreed that we'll afford parties to go back and thoroughly go on each and every amendment, and if there are issues in this meeting, we'll then raise those particular issues. So that will be the first item on our agenda, and then thereafter we'll deal with the two sets of minutes, the first meeting is the second. It's quite brief and short minutes. So that is in line with that particular decision, honourable members. Can I then get the feedback from honourable members? Honourable Boroto, let's start. Or any other party that wants to start, Freddy, can you take a seat? Here is the open chair. Yeah, we reserve this chair for. Honorable Kunda.
Chair, just bear my indulgence. I wasn't in the last meeting because I was on leave. I just got one concern here, Chair. I have already finished you. I just want clarity.
Okay.
That the advocate is clear, section 4, C5, that let's say, notwithstanding any law to the contrary, no department of state or statutory body shall withhold information in its possession or under its control from the agency. Sorry, Chair. That is a bit concern to me as it stands there, because I was not here with the briefing, so can I get clarity on that, Chair? Because you've got the public protector, that's the statutory body, you've got the standing committee, and the joint standing committee, it's a statutory body. Say, for instance, they investigate, have some sensitive issues, and it states here that they will not be able to withhold any information. Can they just clear that for me, Chair? That's the one thing. If they clear it, Chair, then I can answer. And the other thing is, Chair, I wanted to answer this in the meeting because you said we will come for technical issues here concerning the amendments. We will discuss the amendments. So as it is now in this document, all the amendments is in here. We can just go through. It's all I'm asking, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Bloom. You want to help?
I'm not helping anybody here. What I'm doing here is I fully understand the purpose of this bill. That's why I'm not going to waste anybody's time and not to help anybody because I understand it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Without waste of time, let me ask Mr. Zamo to clarify. I thought I clarified him outside, but he wants it in the meeting now. Yeah. Would you please clarify it quickly?
Chairperson, thank you. Good evening to you, Chairperson, and honorable members, and all participants. In November. The main aim of the clause, let me just give a few examples just to drive the message home, is that if anything has happened that undermines national security, that needs the attention of the state security agency, this clause is to empower the agency to be be able to interact with the relevant government department, as already is practiced. When I was doing, I think, a briefing on this issue, I highlighted that when we prepare the National Intelligence Estimate, as empowered by Act 39 of 1994, the National Strategic Intelligence Act does indicate that we should be able to get departmental input in the work that we do. To facilitate this, we meet with them, they give us briefings about the challenges they face, and we then resolve on that basis. This really is the aim of this particular clause. It does mean that if there is information in the department that they view as sensitive, which has nothing to do with national security, that this clause can be abused to get that information.
Are you happy, Honorable Kunda?
Yes, I understand.
Can I then request to hear the views of what we did last week, Honorable Kunda? The department took us through all the entire proposed technical amendments, right? And clarified that. So that, like I said, we said parties will still go and engage and come back. So I would want to hear now party positions on the place. If there are no proposed amendments or anything further for discussion, then it will make our job easier. Honorable Becker.
Right. Honorable Chairman, but we asked the question about the NA, but the NA accepted. I understand they accept the whole thing. But there are certain changes that are made, small changes. And I like to know that, as, for instance, they told me that that clause 2 and 4 were deleted. That's not two small clauses in the very small. I don't know, it's very important, but I don't know. I like to know what they.
Honourable members, you all have got this bill. This one. If you read it there, it will say it's as amended by the Ad Hoc Committee on General Intelligence in the National Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, this document contains the work of the National Assembly. In this one. Yes. So this represents the work done by the National Assembly, which is amendments before us. For the benefit of honourable member, let me allow Mr. Zamo to reflect on the specific question.
Chairperson, if I had known that it would arise, I was going to circulate this, but I'll just briefly talk to it. This is a summary of the amendments that we made in the National Assembly following a consultation. This is a formal document which was tabled in the committee. So I'll try and make a copy, but it basically is headed proposed amendment to the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill 2011, B25-2011, Ad Hoc Committee on the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill B25-27. On clause 1, on page 2 in line 21, they omitted definitions to substitute with definition. This was to clean, because there was only one definition, but it was in the plural, so it was to clean the language. On page 2 from line 22, they omitted the definition of foreign signal intelligence, because the bill is not dealing with foreign signal intelligence anymore. It is going to be part of the bigger process of consultation. following the national strategic intelligence, sort of the national security strategy discussion that will unfold. On page 3, from line 3, they omitted the definition of information security because it had not been used in the deal. Then the other amendment on page 2 from line 17 to omit subversion, sedition, treason, including other proposed amendments that were already there, sabotage and terrorism aimed at or against personnel, strategic installation or resources of the Republic, and terrorist and terrorist-related activities was inserted, that was to be substituted in the bill by the reference to any threat or potential threat to national security. Let me just explain. The aim was that they felt that the mandate is not clear. That if you've got too many things that are contained there, it is better to define national security. And the definition that was adopted includes all of these kinds, sedition, sabotage, terrorism, and terrorist-related activity. So they inserted the definition of national security, and they then refer to threats and potential threats to national security, because all of those details are already contained in the definition. This was just to make it for easy reading and also for succinct wording of the clause to ensure that there is clarity to whoever reads this provision. So most of those clauses that we changed, most of the changes were then aimed at making sure that the reading is basically straightforward. And so on page 2, after line 19, to insert...
Yeah. I just want to add, the document that the applicant is diplomat is reading from now, that is the amendments with the has been agreed in the...
That are already in the bill as it currently stands.
Okay.
It explains why the bill is the way it is.
Okay, now Chet, then I would propose that it will be much easier for us if you can just give us a copy, and then, because it looks like it's going line by line now, are we agreeing that it must go line by line, or can we get the document and we, because he said it's already in the bill.
Yes.
The purpose was just to clarify Honourable Becker on the question he asked. And it was not necessarily for him to, but he will make copies for members.
Yeah.
But the purpose was not for him to read the entire document.
Okay.
I think the honorable member is now clarified. Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Any further points for clarity, honorable members?
No,
sir. What is the position of the parties? Honorable Bloom?
Yeah, already said that I understand the amendment very well. And I don't have anything to say further.
Honorable Moroto, thank you, Honorable Bloom.
From the ANC side, I must say that we are okay with everything that is said. As amended.
Thank you. Honorable Kunda.
Lord Chair, I have been cleared by the advocate. I understand everything. And so it's clear I don't have any concerns now. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Becker.
Is one man caucus agree? He consulted this morning.
I think there's a problem, Honorable Chair. I only would like to know what changes was made, as I didn't study it up. And all I'd like to know is that the changes that was made in the NA, we discussed it and we were satisfied that that is correct, but I was afraid that we didn't do it in this meeting, and then there would be a point of...
Okay. Now, thanks, honourable members. My apologies, because I have thought that because those are contained already in the bill as tabled, is the understanding that all of us would have. But still, I would still insist that even though just for benefit of all of us, that the copy of the original notes be made to members so that they can compare that with what is already in the bill. So, honourable members, in anticipation of us not having any changes to the proposed amendment, or as has been passed in the National Assembly, we had prepared a very brief report for consideration by ourselves. No, a report. And I would just, for the record, read it and then allow members to reflect. It's just a standard report. It reads this: the report of the Ad Hoc Committee on General Intelligence Law Amendment Bill on the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill B25B-2011, National Assembly Section 75, dated 23 May 2013. The Ad Hoc Committee on General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, having considered the subject of the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill B25B-2011, National Assembly Section 75 referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill without proposed amendment. Report to be considered. Can I then get the reflection of honourable members? Honourable Bloom?
I move.
Honourable Bloom moves. Honourable Becker? Honourable Becker second. Any contrary review? The report adopted. Thank you, honourable members. And then we'll then move straight to the minutes of the 15th of May. The minutes of the 14th of May, the one page one. Any corrections or omissions on the Honorable Barotto?
No, on the 14th of May, I just want to know, because some of us were late for the meeting and the meeting had already adjourned and we are deemed to be absent.
Yes, you were absent.
No.
If you arrived while the meeting had been adjourned, you were absent.
Within 5 minutes.
Yes, you were absent.
No,
you were absent.
I was on my way when you were told you were
absent. Can I have them who have given me as a correct reflection of what transpired that day? Honorable Blue?
I sent an apology.
sent an apology, but now, yeah, it's absent.
Even my
friend. Honorable Bloom, anything that arrived after the meeting was attended, it was late. It cannot be in the records of that meeting. I don't dispute anybody arriving. You can't say you are late when the meeting is attended. You are not late. You were absent in that meeting. You are late if the meeting was still in processing and you arrived.
Who was late?
Just when you sit down, you attend the meeting. Then you will be recorded as being late.
Who was late?
Honorable Adams?
Not a second.
You move.
Oh, I move. Sorry, I move.
Seconded by Honorable Becker. Thank you very much. The minutes of the second, the minutes of the fifth. Honorable members, can we go to the minutes of the 15th? The minutes of the 14th have been adopted and passed, honorable members. I'm on page 1 of the minutes of the 15th. Page number 2. We are dealing with omissions and corrections. Page number 3. Page number 3. Page number 4. Page number 5 and 6. Honorable Becker?
You stopped the manager of the meeting on the 8th of May already that evening. At the end.
Come again, Honorable Becker?
The last, on the last page.
Uh-huh.
Point 5, the adoption of what is on the 8th of May, and we have again now 14th May, and what was the other one? 15th. It's the 33rd, okay, sorry.
We just quickly today. Yes, you remember, Honorable Becker, in that meeting we adopted the minutes of the 8th where we are appointing the chairperson. Yes. 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 Can I get a mover then? Honorable Bloom, you move. Any seconder? Can I get a seconder for the minutes of the... Honorable Adams, second. Honorable members, that... Okay, honorable...
Before we close, Chair, I know that the report was adopted. I just want to know, maybe for future, that I know that this report is talking about the National Assembly's what? How do we go about doing that? I'm not disputing what was adopted. I just want an understanding.
Can you clarify yourself?
The report that I have in front of me is talking about the General Laws Amendment Bill, National Assembly in brackets, even underneath the National Assembly. So I just want to understand if maybe that's how it's done. I'm not disputing. Maybe I'm not aware of what it's saying.
Okay. Let me ask the Secretary to clarify yourself.
It's a naming convention. It refers to the House where it was first introduced. So it was first introduced in National Assembly. If it were the NCOP, it would have said NCOP first. So it's just to keep the naming convention so that we know which bill we're talking about.
And and then when is it going to, is it still going to change after maybe adulting?
No, ma'am. The bill was first introduced with the naming convention, so it won't change after this.
Does it mean, sorry for this time, I need to understand. Does it mean that SNCOP, where does it show that we have worked on this bill? In the report, because this report is talking about National Assembly, Ad Hoc Committee, National Assembly.
So essentially, you'd want us to put... No, I understand. You don't want something, but you actually want on the report the ad hoc committee there to be specified of the NCOP.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want, I understand, but that's what you want. And I don't see any problem with that. I don't see a problem with that. It does not change the context of the report. Honorable Blue.
Okay. But if the secretary is saying this is the process, we can't change the process. No, if it is like that, then it's like that.
No. It's not, Honorable Blue. It would not. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it shouldn't, but it would not even change the process itself, because that part that would reflect the NCOP will be part that it won't be part in terms of the head as it captured. You see, it is the report of the Ad Hoc Committee on General Intelligence Amendment Bill, Intelligence, blah 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 blah, National Assembly. Blah. Then the second paragraph, the Ad Hoc Committee
of the NCOP,
whatever, on the General Intelligence.
Yeah.
It does not change anything. It just demonstrates that it was dealt with by two ad hoc committees without changing the naming convention that the secretary is talking about. But whether it's there or not, it does not change the fact that the bill went through two houses, because there are records to the effect that we have dealt with it. We've got minutes. It will be 80 seats on our name tomorrow, and it was us. That is if we all want to be comfortable, but there is no dress mess.
No.
And Honourable Member is in Clan 5. Honourable Mundis, your hand was up.
No, I just wanted to say, Chairperson, when the bill comes to us, it has been referred to the National Council of Provinces. There is a record that shows that the bill is with the NCOP.
Yes.
Now that the bill is going back, it will reflect in the report that the NCOP, having considered this law and so this bill and so on and so on, therefore took decisions and whatever without any amendments, they refer it back to the NA. So it will show that the NCOP has taken the decision. So it won't,
Well, there will be another report.
Yeah,
the
report is going.
We're still going to table it in the House. We'll make a short statement. Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
We're still going to make a statement as we table the report in the House. Honorable Adams.
No. Chair, in my experience dealing with ad hoc committees, we've always reported that the ad hoc committee of the National Council of Provinces on such and such and such. Seriously. So I mean, we can't, because if it's fine, honourable members, if you want to make that amendment to the report, can we get the second to that amendment?
To say what?
To say the actual committee of the National Council of Provinces, the national, does it come there? The Ad Hoc Committee on General Intelligence Laws Amendment Act.
No, the Ad Hoc Committee is the NCOP on General Act. That's all. You need to see the second one. And I second. Why do you not?
Honorable Bloom.
These two people are seconding each other. We don't know. What are they talking
about?
Chair, maybe we must say that at the last line, to refer to it, reports that the NCOP ad hoc committee agreed to the bill without proposed amendments.
Come again.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. Refers. But the DG is...
But it's a tautology now. You have got, the name of it on the first line. You still repeat it again. It is a bad drafting.
On which line?
It says the ad hoc committee. Once it's that, the ad hoc committee on general intelligence. So that it... You say on the... You delete it and put that thing again there.
Yeah. We put it there, so the ad hoc committee...
Yeah. Read it then for me. Read it again, Honorable Bloom. I'm sorry. Honorable Bloom, can you read it again?
Read it. This man from Huffington.
Say, let me read. The ad hoc committee of the NCOP on General Intelligence Laws Amendment Bill, having considered the subject of the General Intelligence Law Amendment Bill B25B. 2011, in brackets, and it referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill without proposed amendments. Simple as that. Yeah.
Agreed? Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Member, thank you very much for your input and participation, and my sincere thanks to the department. And this concludes our business on this bill. And this meeting is adjourned, I think.
They agree on something that they don't agree on.